Well, tonight is the end of the David Letterman reign. And just a quick thought now on the beginning. A million years ago, okay, it was 1980, a visionary named Fred Silverman at NBC proposed a new idea, hinge programming, and Dave and I were to be the hinges. The idea was that I'd host a morning show, he'd come on the end of that, and then I'd appear at the top of his show, which was already on the air. I said, Dave, let's do a bit where you introduce me to New York. And he did, introducing me to every single person on the street outside 30 Rock. Here's a little.
Excuse me. Did you meet Robin Young? She just got in from Boston.
How are you?
What is your name?
It's so nice of you to take the time. I know you're really busy.
Oh, I got nothing to do. When you host a low-rated morning talk show, you got plenty of time.
When you're the host of the lowest-rated morning talk show, turns out Dave's morning show lasted just 18 weeks. Can you imagine David Letterman's dry wit at 9 a.m.? Anyway, my show never even started. I went to the Today Show. NBC paid Dave a reported $20,000 a week to do nothing for a year because there was nowhere to put him. The Johnny Carson Show owned Late Night. I'd visit Dave in exile in his neighboring office, empty except for pencils, which we'd practice throwing into the ceiling. He, of course, eventually hosted a show that followed Carson's at NBC, but then another huge disappointment. When Carson left, NBC famously gave that slot to Jay Leno. Of course, Dave made his way to CBS and into television history. I guess it's just a reminder that before the age of the internet and YouTube, if you didn't have the right gatekeeper, you didn't get the gig. And a reminder, too, that David Letterman almost didn't happen. So if you're at this moment tossing pencils into the ceiling, wondering why no one gets you, take heart. And congratulations, David Letterman. It's here now.